SOP 284. Today we are peeling back the curtain of the School of Podcasting.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing to that and this and all that stuff right here. Everything you need to start a podcast is at theschoolofpodcasting.com. And I want to thank everybody who emailed me during last week and said, hey, I hope the move is going good. And I'm going to kind of break format. Normally, the last thing I do is talk about anything about my personal life, because we're here to talk about podcasting. But for everybody who's been along the ride, it's been the move from hell. The truck broke Friday night. Saturday night, the power went out. It started raining Friday and basically hasn't stopped. So now my whole family is sick because we've been walking around in the rain and or snow. And I am podcasting now from my living room because my desk broke. It's been one of those weeks. Isn't that fun? So I'm hanging in there, and my family, when I got married a couple years ago, I had three stepchildren, and I now have one. One has moved away. Well, one has moved out into her own apartment and is getting married in June. One has moved away to college, and we're left with the boy. So my wife and I moved from we rented a house, and now we are renting an apartment. And that's going to be interesting, we're finding out, because it's my wife, I and myself and my stepson and three dogs in a two-bedroom apartment. It's going to be fun. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Our website, schoolofpodcasting.com. Email me, Dave at schoolofpodcasting.com, or call in your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's toll-free. Now, why is toll-free a big deal? Because if, according to Leo Laporte, if you are across the pond and you dial this number, it's still free if you're using your Skype Out account. So it's 888-563-3228. And on today's show, this may not be for everyone, but I've had enough people ask me this that I'm like, okay, let's do this episode. And that is, Dave, what technology are you using on the School of Podcasting? So if you're thinking of starting a podcast where you have what's called a freemium approach, which is you give away free content, which is what you're consuming right now, just me and you. And then if you want, and you listen to this and you go, you know, I want to start a podcast, then you can actually sign up at the School of podcasting.com. So how do you make a membership site? Well, here I'm going to go through every piece of technology, as far as I know, that I use. Number one, when I order a domain name, and you can go to schoolofpodcasting.com/domain check, and you can use a little tool there from GoDaddy to see if your domain name is available. And I've said in the past, if you tack on something like podcast or show, if the domain name that you want isn't available, a lot of times you will find that there. So I use GoDaddy, but I only use GoDaddy for domain names. The reason for that is I used to be a GoDaddy reseller, and if you wanted stats, it was a few more dollars. If you wanted to see how much bandwidth you used, it was a few more dollars. If you wanted to, I don't know, breathe on Tuesday, it was a few more dollars. And I just went, I can't sell this stuff. I don't believe in this. So I actually, I just use them, but I do love them. I don't love their ads. I also say that. But I do love their technology around their domain names. It makes things very easy. So I always get my domain names from GoDaddy. I get my hosting through HostGator. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/HostGator, that will take you right over there. And that's my affiliate link. And I appreciate that in advance. And why HostGator? Number one, their tech support is phenomenal. And number two, unlike websites like Bluehost and some other ones, you can go month by month if you want. You don't have to buy a year in advance, and it's only like $7 anyway. If you don't have a website yet and you're going to start a podcast, contact me, because we can work out a deal where if you use my affiliate link and we can set that up so I know you used it, then I will actually set up your WordPress for you. So that's a little thing I do for people that do that. My way of saying thanks for using my affiliate link. I do recommend using a media host. So one is a host for your website. The other one is a host for your audio or your video. And on the School of Podcasting, we use Libsyn. Another one that I recommend is Blueberry. Take your pick. We've had that discussion. You can find that out at the website, schoolofpodcasting.com. But this podcast is hosted on Libsyn. It's Libsyn.com. They were one of the first companies, if not the company, first company back in 2005 to offer basically media hosting by podcasters for podcasters. For building my website, I use WordPress. There's really, in my opinion, for ease of use and to make it easy to podcast, it's WordPress. It's free. If you can use Microsoft Word, you can use WordPress. It's going to be new. It's going to be different. And you're going to go, this doesn't look exactly like Word. No, it doesn't, but it's enough. And just realize you're a human. You don't like change, but it's, I've got step-by-step tutorials that'll walk you through how to use WordPress. Now, to make WordPress ready for podcasting, I use a plugin called PowerPress. So that's what I use. I also use Google XML. And I was looking through, I don't really use a ton of plugins. I think I use ShareIt for my social media buttons, things like that. For the theme, now for years, many moons, I used a theme called Thesis, which is $87. I love its flexibility. I love its easy use. I love its built-in search engine optimization. And yeah, I know $87 is a lot more than free, but you also have support and there's a huge community around Thesis. Now, mid-2010, I switched themes to a thing called OptimizePress, which is $97. And if you plan on having a membership site, it makes it so easy to navigate. It's very, very cool. It's specifically designed. It's a WordPress theme for people that are going to have membership sites. I wish I had this when I first started the site. I'm kind of still in the process of switching things over, and it's taking a little longer than I thought. But that's what I use in terms of themes and making my site look pretty. Now, the heart and soul of a membership site is the membership site software. And when I started back in 2005, I used a software, and I'm still using a piece of software called AMember. It's a great piece of software. It's $180. However, if I were to start the School of Podcasting today, the software package that I've purchased that I'm in the middle of switching over to is called Digital Access Pass. It's $167, and I love it because of its drip feature. And it has, again, phenomenal technical support. Another option that I looked at, and if Digital Access Pass fell off the planet, I will look at Magic Members. It's only $97, and it also has a great drip feature. Now, what is the drip feature? A drip feature means that when somebody signs up, you can say on day one, give them this content. On day two, give them this content. On day three, give them that. And it drips the information, as opposed to right now, if you sign up for a week at the School of Podcasting and you go in over a weekend, you can consume everything. If you've got, you know, if you don't sleep, you can consume everything that's there and leave and never come back and say, well, I've got everything there is to it. And so if you're worried about that, you can have this drip feature, because what you can do is say, you know, it's going to take people at least X amount of days to get through the material. That's one reason why you would do it. It keeps people subscribed. And number two, I've heard this said, I think it was Paul Culligan said, the good thing about the School of Podcasting is there's a lot of information there. The bad news about the School of Podcasting is there's a lot of information there. And I realize when you first log into the School of Podcasting, it's a little bit like being fed by a fire hose. But I do have some, there's actually a link there that says step-by-step tutorials, and I'll walk you through the whole thing. But this drip feature would do that. Now that's, so you go, wow, that sounds really cool. In fact, if you wanted to, you could set up a premium kind of podcast and have it set up. So, you know, if you could record 52 of those, and then you'd be set for a year. Here, if you give them one a week, that is an example of a drip feature. So that's really cool. And there's no monthly fee like other premium cast kind of systems. So that's the really cool thing. One-time fee, and it drips it out. Now, the bad news is, keep in mind that, well, first of all, the bad news about this is if you have a forum where your members can interact with each other, then the guy that's been around for 26 weeks and is talking about, wow, did you see this week's episode? It was great. He was talking about this and that and that and this and that and that and this. Well, the person that just signed up has 25 weeks until they see the content that that guy is talking about. And so they're going to go, I have no idea what you're talking about. So if you're going to be dripping information, then maybe a forum isn't a good idea. Just I can see that causing a problem. So the other thing to keep in mind about a membership site if you're just starting your podcast, realize that when you first start out, you will not have an audience. Consequently, any time you spend on making premium information may fall on deaf or no ears. So this is where the drip feature is cool. You could create enough bonus content for, let's say, a month. And then when that first person does sign up for your premium account, you've got 4 weeks to create more material before they run out. So don't knock yourself out going crazy on premium content, because when you first start out, you know, if you have 100 listeners, you may have one person that signs up for the premium stuff or not. I mean, I have people that have listened to this podcast for years, as in like three, and finally sign up. So it's keep that in mind. Payments. I use PayPal. I've only had two people over the 6 years who really hated PayPal. With this in mind, I also use a system called 2Checkout. They're a little more pricey. I was using an official merchant account, but unless you're making like boo coo bucks, you're going to cry when you see the fees that they sneak in on you. And to give an example, when I say fees, I'm talking like $130 for almost nothing. So I know PayPal takes whatever it is, 2.9% plus 35%. You got to sell a lot of stuff to have it make up for $130 in fees, because it's $20 for the report fee. It's, you know, another whatever dollars a month to hold your customer information. And so I quit. I went back to PayPal. My microphone, I'm currently using the Electro Voice RE320. I love it. I've used it for about, 6 months now. For years, I used a Shure SM58 microphone. Yeah, I do not recommend condenser microphones. I'm not a big fan of USB microphones. Condenser microphones pick up everything, and USB microphones force you to record directly into the computer. Now, I actually did some consulting this week with someone who recorded directly into their computer and was using Audacity, and they have now added to the list of people that had recorded an interview and lost it because they were recording directly into their computer and they were using Audacity. In this case, I think it was more of an Audacity issue than recording into the computer. But even, I mean, I recorded into Adobe Audition, which is like a $300 program. And I've recorded directly into my computer and had my computer go and lose the file. So that's why I'm a big fan of recording into a portable recorder, which is what I'm doing right now, which is the Roland R-05. He said, moving it around here. Now, if you're interested in any of this equipment, you can contact me. I actually sell this stuff. And my microphone is going into an old Behringer Eurorack UB-802, which is now the Xenix 802, which is about $49 if you get it at Amazon. For software, I'm using Adobe Audition. The only reason I have this software is a listener gave it to me. They were switching to a Mac, and this is PC. It's cool, but it's not needed. I hate Audacity. I know it enough to help people with it, but I have so many, I lost my episode stories, that I'm just not a huge fan of Audacity. What you don't pay in money, and this goes for free themes, this goes for almost anything free. When you use something that's free, you typically lose this thing called support. And so what you don't pay in money, you pay in time. I was helping somebody this week, and we just installed a free theme out of the nowhere. They went, hey, that looks pretty cool. We installed it, and then there are all these options. And it's like, well, how do you know what to do with this? And I'm like going, that's the fun part of free. You can go to the theme maker's website. If it's Audacity, you can go around to different YouTube videos and things like that. So what you don't pay in money, you end up paying in time. So for the bang for your buck, I like Sony Acid software. It's about $50. There is Hindenburg Journalist for about $100. Those two are pretty cool. If you're on a Mac, GarageBand is okay. It's free. And that's an example where, again, free is not a bad idea. That you actually will have some support there through Apple, a little at least. In terms of how do I harvest my information, what I use for an RSS reader for blogs, I use Google Reader, mainly because I can read my blog posts on a PC or on my phone. My favorite podcatcher, I used to use iTunes basically because I have an iPod, but I love the Beyond Pod app for my Droid phone. and I've cut the cord to iTunes. For voicemail, I mentioned it at the beginning of the show. I use podcastvoicemail.com. It's $2 a month. It's actually an affiliate link for a company called Call 8 that I use. It's only $2 a month, and it's 6 cents a minute for any voicemail you receive. I don't think I've ever had a bill over $5. In terms of interviewing people, I use Skype, and it's free if you're calling. This is where you basically plug your microphone into your computer. You use this software, and you can contact people really on the other side of the world for free, which is really cool. But on occasion, you want to talk to somebody, and they go, what's a Skype? And they don't have a computer, and you need to call them on their phone. Then you can use this thing called a Skype out number, which I think is like $35 a year. And then last but not least, I record my Skype calls, again, into my portable recorder. If you're not going to use a portable recorder, I use as a backup for me a program called PowerGramo. It's on the PC, and I think on the Mac it's called Total Recorder. I know it's like $15 on the Mac. PowerGramo for the PC is about $35. So if you want to start a membership site as a way of making money with your podcast, that's what I use. And like I said, right now I'm moving away from a member, moving over to Digital Access Pass. And membership sites are fun. I don't think I've ever had anybody, you know, file a complaint with PayPal or request a refund, things like that. And it's a great way to just meet a lot of great people. But you can see there that there are some startup costs, you know, especially the membership software, anywhere from $97 to $180 if you're going to use a member. That is what I'm using at the School of Podcasting. All right, I want to share some feedback from the last time we had an episode. We were talking about how much media hosting do I need. And let's start off with Eileen.
Hey, Dave, this is Eileen from Basic Blog Tips. I've been blogging for a while now, and I decided to start a podcast. So I've been listening to the School of Podcasting. Thanks so much, though, for your recent video, How Much Media Hosting Do I Need? That video, first of all, was the perfect format. I'm a math geek just like you, and I've been confused with a lot of the different options out there and the pricing. You explained it so well in the video. I really appreciate it, and I will be sharing that with all my podcasting buddies. So thanks a lot. Once again, it's Eileen from Basic Blog Tips. Talk to you soon, Dave. Peace.
Eileen, thank you so much for that. In that, it actually is a video. If you want to, it's out of the website, schoolofpodcasting.com. And basically what I said was there are more or less three different ways to produce your podcast. One is at 64 kbps. I believe it's kilobits. I can't remember if it's kilobits or bytes. At any rate, 64 is AM radio. 96 is FM radio, in my opinion. 128 is CD quality. And I'm going to go down to a comment from... Well, number one, I said, I don't think anybody's producing at 64. And you, Trinker, left a message on, left a comment at the post and basically said, Dave, hello. Have you ever heard of this guy named Leo Laporte? You know, the guy that's making like millions of dollars podcasting. Yeah, he produces This Week in Tech and Tech Nation, and he produces at 64-bit mono. Now, that takes us down to Max Flight, of course. Max, great guy. Check out podcastingpassion.com, another great podcast about podcasting. And basically, he said, bottom line, if you produce at 64 kbps for a single track mono, it is the same thing as 128 kilobits stereo. And think of it this way. If you have, let me think if I can come up with an analogy off the top of my head. You have 128 M&Ms, but you can only hold 64 in each hand, and you can only fit – no, that won't work. I was going to say you can only fit 64 in your mouth. But basically, if you have – like right now, this is stereo, but I'm actually – there's no difference between the left and right channel. So what's the point? And the only thing you're going to lose if you produce a podcast as a mono file – is your music. Your music is stereo. I'm just talking. It's just me. And so I could actually enable my listeners to download my podcast faster. It would stream faster. And aside from the music, it wouldn't actually sound a whole lot different. Actually, Daniel Lewis of the Audacity Podcast just did a podcast about this, I think last week or the week before, basically explained this, that he's actually going to start podcasting in mono. So, Max, thanks for explaining that to us. But basically, all a stereo file is it's two 64 stitched side by side. So that's what makes it be. So it really doesn't sound a whole lot different. I'm going to have to play with this. But Max, thank you. That's the first time I've had that explained to me that actually made sense. So something to think about. And based on your podcast, there's no right or wrong answer. It's one of the great things about podcasting is you decide. You're the producer. You're the editor. You decide how often you want to podcast. You decide what you want to podcast about. You decide how long your podcast is going to be. So thanks, everybody, so much for the feedback. I deeply appreciate it. One thing I forgot to mention when we're talking about all the tools I use at the School of Podcasting, I will set this up. I don't do this for every episode. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/284, that will take you right to this blog post where you can click on everything out there instead of having to Google everything. What was it? A digital track pass of what? Who? Yeah, just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/284. And the last thing, I always do my little pimping here at the end, and I actually did some math. If you were to hire me as a consultant right now, my rate is $150 an hour. That gets you up and running fast. It gets you up and running the right way. And people talk about the School of Podcasting. Well, if you take my monthly fee, if you sign up for the School of Podcasting, and let's say you're awake 16 hours out of the day. Now, I realize you have to eat. There's some time in there for shaving, things like that. If you take the amount of time that you're actually awake and you divide it, so you take that amount of time, you times it by 30 for the number of days in a month and divide that, do the math and figure out what that is per hour that you're awake, it's 22 cents if you sign up for the School of Podcasting. It's like getting the same information that I would give you if you hired me as a consultant, you can get for 22 cents an hour if you sign up at the School of Podcasting. And then you don't have to worry about, well, what? You're on Eastern Standard Time because you're in Cleveland? Well, I'm in Australia, so can you stay up till 5 in the morning and I'll stay awake or I'll get up really early, things like that? No, you can get that information whenever you want it. If you're looking to start a podcast, now would be the time, especially here in Cleveland. Podcasting is a winter sport because nobody goes outside because we're surrounded by snow. And so we're all stuck on our computers. And so why not start podcasting now? So by the time the snow hits come January and February, you will be in full swing. So thank you so much again for everybody who chimed in. Thanks for all the well-wishers on the move. I'm looking out at my living room and I see I've got about another 6 boxes to go through. And hopefully next week I'll be able to breathe. So thanks for tuning in. Our website again, schoolofpodcasting.com. Email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or call in your comments toll free, podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. So start a podcast today. Don't be tardy. And until next week, class is dismissed.